Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is how to fill our lives with peace-filled, positive thoughts. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Gaze at God for peace-filled, positive thoughts. Written and read by Meg Buchner. Later that same day, Jesus left the house and sat beside the lake. Matthew chapter 13, verse 1. A solution to positive thinking hit me during prayer one morning as I struggled to believe for good outcomes in various areas of my life. Filled with skepticism because of failed attempts and fresh wounds, positive thinking wasn't my current default. Positive thinking equals thinking about God, the Holy Spirit pressed upon my heart. Thinking about God has become a natural byproduct of the way I live, yet I rushed by thoughts of him to solutions I was seeking, forgetting he is enough. All of the things we think about pale in comparison to who he is. Meditating on him alone ushers in the peace and positivity we seek in life. It isn't the problems being solved or the provision he so faithfully gives, it's him. This verse in Matthew today details what Jesus was doing. He went to sit beside the lake. This would have been the Sea of Galilee. Perhaps living in a lake town provides me with some insight to the peace simply sitting by the lake provides, especially on a day where the sun splinters a calm lake into a million fractions of the same prism of colors. The incredible nature of God's creation points back to him. Sitting by the lake, Jesus prepared to teach the crowds which had gathered. Matthew continued, "A large crowd soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat there and taught as the people stood on the shore." Matthew chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. If I were in such a crowd, my gaze surely would have drifted across the scenery, magnifying the words of the one true God being spoken on earth. What an unimaginable scene and experience to hear Jesus teach and tell stories from a boat on that lake. The ESV Study Bible explains, "Sitting was the typical posture for teachers. According to tradition, this teaching book took place at the Cove of Parables, a natural horseshoe-shaped amphitheater. The sound of Jesus' voice would have carried over 300 feet from the boat to a crowd of hundreds on the shore. Jesus situated himself perfectly so the people could hear him, even if they couldn't see him." Intersecting faith and life. John chapter 20, verse 29 reads, "Then Jesus told him, 'You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me. A peace-filled, positive thought life blooms from meditating on his words. Even in admiring God's creation, we are meditating on the creation of the Creator. And the Word was with God when he created it. Imagine what the actual physical presence of Jesus must have felt like for the disciples. We experience his presence poignantly throughout our lives, but still cannot physically hug, high-five, or laugh with him. Blessed are they who believe without seeing me. There's a positive thought for us. Jesus is speaking of us in this verse. We believe without seeing him, and so we are blessed. Scripture tells us to keep our thoughts aligned with the truth of God. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture the rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ." 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Every is a tall order, but also an encouraging promise. We can lead every thought to Jesus. He is the Word. When we gaze across the lake, we can think about him being there as it was created. When we look in the mirror, we can think about how Jesus died to save that face right there. When we feel lost and alone, we can remember his promise to be with us to the end of the age, always. When we feel powerless, we can remember the gift Jesus left us as a deposit of our eternal inheritance, the Holy Spirit living in us. Sometimes we are tempted to solve our way into positive thinking, when the answer so often is to look to him and stop there. Stay there. Remain in me, Jesus said, and I will remain in you. John chapter 15, verse 4. Peace-filled, positive thinking isn't something we accomplish, but is developed and activated in us as we look to God. He wants the best for us. His plans are good. He loves us. We can wholeheartedly believe and trust the feelings and healings we hope for and the problems we seek solutions for. He knows what we need, and he is faithful. Peace-filled, positive thinking equals thinking about God. Additional reading, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.